If you're a regular listener to Friday RN Drive, you might recall hearing Patrick McGorry, Professor of Youth Mental Health at Melbourne University, raising concerns about a study linking an increase in youth suicide and self-harm with a rise in antidepressant use. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has now asked his department to review the results of that academic study. Joining us now is one of the study's co-authors, Professor of Psychiatry John Girardini. Professor, welcome to the program. Talk me through your study and the results.
Our study looked at the increase in suicide figures over a period of time and the correlation with an increase in antidepressant prescribing during the same period. It didn't make claims about a causal relationship. What it did do was call into question claims that treatment with antidepressants should reduce the suicide rate, and we're concerned that authorities have been not sufficiently wary about the possible dangers of antidepressants in children.
If antidepressant use is not approved for children and adolescents, how is it that they're being prescribed by doctors?
Well, there are a lot of drugs that are used for children that haven't been approved just because the research hasn't been done in young people, and therefore the Therapeutic Goods Administration doesn't see fit to approve them. Nevertheless, they can be responsibly and appropriately used with children. Unfortunately, that's spilled over into the area of antidepressants, where there is significant research that's been done, which shows that overall that these drugs are unlikely to be effective for children and are likely to cause harms. And it's not just suicide. Many people who take antidepressant drugs will have significant sexual dysfunction, and there are a range of other side effects from these drugs that are problematic for health and well-being. Weight gain, for example, that can have a cascade effect with a whole pile of other adverse health effects. So what we've got is a drug class that's been demonstrated to be relatively unlikely to be helpful and relatively likely to be harmful. And I think it's being too readily promoted and accepted by the medical profession as a sort of too easy response to being confronted with a young person who's significantly distressed. And rather than trying to understand and make sense of that distress, too often the doctor reaches for the prescription pad.
If you have concerns about the use of antidepressants, what are you suggesting as an alternative? Because as we heard from Patrick McGorry last week on the program, and you know, he was talking about a range of other things too, but this did come up. Obviously, some of these young people are at risk, and he's worried about what would happen to these young people if they weren't given this kind of assistance. What alternative assistance should they be given?
Well, first of all, if something's a bad idea, you don't go ahead with it just because there's no alternative. If antidepressants are, as I understand from the literature, not good drugs to use in children, then you're better off doing nothing than giving somebody antidepressants, because you'll only, on average, harm them more than you benefit them. But I think in taking a broader approach to your question, what do we do with distressed young people? The first thing I think is that they don't necessarily benefit from coming into the medical system. There are other resources available to young people in their families and communities that might be more beneficial to them than getting a medical approach to their problems. And on a broader social scale, thinking about issues like poverty and homelessness and other social issues is a more substantial contribution to the well-being of young people than medicating or otherwise medically treating individuals. Once they do come into the GP's practice, GPs are actually, on average, very resourceful people who understand their patients and their communities. And if they're given the confidence and support to intervene in different ways other than prescribing medication, there are many other ways in which they can be helpful to young people. So I think this artificial dichotomy that's set up between giving antidepressants or doing nothing is very harmful as a way of thinking about young people's distress.
The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, as I told people in the introduction, has now asked his department to review the results of this academic study. What do you make of that decision?
This, in my memory, is a first for a federal health minister to take seriously these very important reservations about the use of medication in young people is a fabulous outcome, and we're enormously pleased that the minister's taken our concerns seriously.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Professor of Psychiatry, John Girardini. Now, if you found some of the themes in this interview difficult, you can contact Beyond Blue anytime on 1300 224636. Or if you or someone you know is experiencing distress, you can, of course, also call Lifeline 13 11 14. That's 13 11 14. This is RN Drive.